So the winery is situated in Waipara, near a small town called Amberley, and the winery was established in 2013 on a site called Limeloader, which used to be situated beside the railway that actually runs up the valley as well. And back in the day when the railway was a main source of transport, there was a lime loading dock, which is still currently situated next to the winery. So the estate there is called Limeloader. And that was the second vineyard, and that's where we established the winery. The first vineyard was purchased in 2006 by Tony Rutherford and Catherine Keith, which is his daughter. Along with the two vineyards that were purchased early on, there was another vineyard in the Waipara Township, which is a very, very small settlement just to the north of us, about 5 kilometres. So we have three vineyards in total, totalling 42 hectares. So, and we've named them each. And so we have the Limeloader Estate, which is the winery block, and then Mount Brown Road, which is the original vineyard that was purchased first, and then Weka Gravels, which was the last purchase. So each block has a couple of different varieties planted in them. The Mount Brown vineyard is now solely Pinot Noir, and that's where we get all our top Pinot Noirs from. On the Limeloader Estate vineyard, we have Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Gris, a wee bit of Tempranillo and Chardonnay and Riesling. Styles that we try and produce are, we have three ranges. We have the entry-level Wild River, our Mount Brown Estate, which is our fruity, elegant, nice, kind of easy drinking wine. It's good value for money. And then we have our Catherine's Bock, which is our reserves, which we look at making into a kind of really rich textural kind of wines made for drinking with food or for cellaring.